Today is the feast of Christ the King. Sometimes as Catholics, I think we're a little hesitant or we feel afraid when we are asked to be evangelists. There's so many things to keep in mind, so many things to remember about being a Catholic. I don't know about you, but sometimes in my mind, this is sort of a thought process that kind of goes like this. As Catholics, we have the fullness of truth. All right, very good. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We've got the truth. Let's give it to them. We got the truth. Whoa, wait. We live in a postmodern world. They don't worry about the truth, and they don't worry about authority. So we gotta attract them. We gotta get them to come closer. All right. So we gotta help people see the truth. We gotta be attractive. All right. Very good. Oh, but we also gotta show the beauty of the faith. We gotta attract them with the beauty of the faith. Okay. Very good. Now we got it. Now we go forward. All right. Good. Whoa, wait. Our world is relativistic. They don't really worry about these things. So we have to have facts. We have to have important facts and statistics. Okay, we can do that. So anyway, you kind of go on and on in your mind. You're like, how do I do this? How do I approach somebody and talk to them about the faith? We can get all caught up in that. What is an evangelist? An evangelist is somebody who speaks the truth and shares the gospel. Being an evangelist doesn't have to be hard, but it is a decision that we have to make. Today, we celebrate Christ the King, and we come to the end of a liturgical year, and we are reminded that there will be a reckoning for the way we live our lives. The gospel today can't be more clear on that. We will be judged by our actions in this life. This isn't something that priests just say because they want to make people afraid or anything like that. It's just the truth. It's just the facts. The fact. At the end of time, or at the end of our lives, we will either go to heaven or to hell. Those are the two final destinations. Fact. We have free will. We will choose to go to one of these two destinations. Fact. God wants us in heaven. He desires us to be with Him. He is the good shepherd who knows us by name. And He's also our King. Fact. Evangelization is a mission and a responsibility of every single Christian. Jesus leaves it up to us to make the decision of whether we will serve Him or not. The reality is, we know that when we choose to serve the Lord, it's not for our benefit, it's not for His benefit, but rather for our benefit that we do this. We can get caught up in trying to win the war of ideas sometimes. But if we only are about words, if we're only about concepts and ideas and facts, that will not move hearts. Those are important, but they will not necessarily move hearts. That's why Jesus speaks to us about actions. He wants us to evangelize not just by knowing the truth, but to evangelize by doing the truth, to act on what we know is true. Today, we hear about the 7 particular ways we can act on what we know is true. We know every single person is created by God and is precious to Him. Jesus gives us in our gospel 7 corporal works of mercy. Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, bury the dead. These are 7 ways to evangelize. Not with words, but with deeds. These are 7 ways we can encounter Christ. Maybe we can't do all of them, but the question is, do we do any of them? Listen again to Christ's words. Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me. We are the body of Christ. We are the hands and feet of Christ here on earth. He's our King, and our King asks us to care for the least of His flock. These are our brothers and sisters. The manner in which we respond to this request will have dramatic consequences on how we spend eternity. Today we begin the last week of the liturgical year. It would be a good thing, I think, for us to think about and reflect upon the ways that we have responded to the Lord's invitation to serve Him, to follow Him. If we're not happy with what we see in our lives, that's all right. It's okay. Today is as good a day as any to make a new start, to change our course, to begin to follow the Lord, to begin to change our lives and make them more centered on Christ, on sharing the good news, and on reaching out to serve our precious Lord through our brothers and sisters who are in need. We have many chances to encounter Christ in the poor. We have the invitation to serve the King of Kings, He who knows us by name and identifies us, He who identifies with the lowly. Our salvation lies in Christ, but we must freely choose to receive it. And so, Lord, we ask you to help us to receive the gifts you have given us and to use them for your glory, for your kingship, to serve our brothers and sisters who are in need. Lord, help us to be disciples who are on fire for your love and share this with the whole world.